Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Psychic Reading Sundays with Lenneth on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina is our moderator, and she's also not only the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network, but she's also a Reiki master and a psychic herself. So, you know, you can ask Miss Nina questions as well. And always remember to be polite and kind. We do this out of love. Happy birthday to anybody that's having birthdays this week from the 16th to the 22nd. Remember, on the 22nd, the Saturday, is the new moon. It's a good day. 22nd is really good, being from November to 22nd. I think the 11th and the 22nd are both like godly numbers, are very good numbers. So, but anyway, mark that on your calendar. Saturday 22nd is the new moon. Sports for all those in Washington State, we lost. And don't get mad at me, but I have picked the Kansas City Chiefs over the Seattle Seahawks. So, but anyway, good football today. A lot of good games. Before I do prayers, I want to make an announcement. If you tried to tune in to the network last Wednesday, my computer went nanu-nanu, and on Friday it really went nanu-nanu. And so for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, my daughter and I have been working on it, trying to do a restore, backup, and get my computer going. It has a system-wide virus. So, end results, I'm going to have to put it in the shop and get it repaired. We can't do any more to it. And I want to thank Miss Nina, because I'm on the show today due to her, because she logged in and then I called in. So she's the one that's going to be calling off the area code numbers for me, so I'll know who's next on the line. But anyway, my computer will be fixed Wednesday. So in the studio with Linus about entertainment news, news of the weird, and of course sports and whatever hot topics are going on this week, I'll be on the air at 6 o'clock on Wednesday, and Friday I'll be back for a Friday traffic jam. All this month I'm doing 1960s music, and it's been a blast. I felt bad that I was unable to be on last Friday, but come back, be with me this Friday. We're still going each Friday to the end of the month with 1960 music, music that touched us, it meant something. We weren't called out of our names, we weren't being cursed at, it was real love and feeling. So tune in on Friday, and that's at 5 o'clock, called Friday Traffic Jam. Now, okay, I'll do the prayers, and then Miss Nina will get me started with calls. Dear love, enlighten what's dark in us, strengthen what's weak in us, mend what's broken in us, bind what's bruised in us, heal what's sick in us, and revive whatever peace and love that has died in us. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. That which is sent to us that is not for our highest good, be it returned to the sender. Love, so be it. Thank you. All right. Well, folks, let's begin. Thank you, everyone, for joining me online, as well as the people that are in the chat room with Miss Nina. So let's begin. First area code.
Your first caller is area code 201, Lennis.
Okay, 201, you're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
I just want to know what kind of changes are coming for me.
Okay. I see a medical change right away, and it's good. It's like, If you've had a medical problem, it's going to be healed. Everything is going to come out all right. It looks like you were really concerned about your health. A couple of items were on your mind, but one in particular, because it was thought that you may have to have surgery. But if you do, everything is going to come out all right. You're going to be fine. You'll be healed. Let's see, what else? I'm seeing something about your love life, a man. I know
what
this is a second.
Right,
yeah,
now,
I know it's a second question, but there's a man in the background that's watching you. He's observing you. He has spoken with you in the past as well as now, but he's just in an observant mode. He has yet to just come out and make his move, so to speak. You know, like, can we go out or do something together, whatever. He hasn't made that effort as of yet, but he is observing you. He's medium complected with dark hair, like totally black, thick hair. But, yeah, he's watching you. 41, 42 years old. Good-looking fella, too. So, looks like he's into clothing, if that helps you about him. Something that has to do in the fashion industry or retail or sales or something, but it has to do with clothing. So, anyway, that's a gentleman I see. So, that help you?
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Rose, and thank you for calling, and have a fantastic week.
Oh, you too, Len.
All righty. Okay, next caller.
Area code 310.
I'm sorry, say it again.
310.
310, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Yes, hello, my name is Susan.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
All righty. And what can we do for Susan today?
Well, I actually had someone from the past come back into my life, and I'm just curious if you see anything transpiring from that.
No, 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 no. I got a rapid. It's almost like somebody shooting a gun in front of my face. No, 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 no.
Oh, my goodness.
Things are not what you think they are.
Okay.
Have you ever heard The Rock? Have you ever heard, not The Rock, oh, my God. Have you ever heard this cliche, throwing a rock, but they're hiding their hand?
No.
Okay. Let me put it this way. Things could be coming at you that you think are coming from point A, but it's really coming from point B. But
okay.
You don't see it. It's almost like you're blinded. I'll give an example. It's like a girlfriend could be telling, you know what, John is so-and-so, so-and-so, and I don't really think he's good for you, Susan, or whatever, you know, and you happen to mention this to John. And John goes, oh, she's just a bitch. She doesn't know what she's talking about. She's just jealous of you, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm the best thing since sliced bread. We should be together.
Okay.
Your girlfriend's telling you the truth. I'm not saying that that has happened, but when I'm saying throwing a rock and hiding the hand, that there's, you're thinking somebody else is causing conflict when it's really right in front of you. It's that individual that's doing it. It's not somebody else.
Okay.
Okay. There's a European fellow that's coming towards you. He's coming right on December 1st. The angels are telling me, please be patient, be understanding, and know this is for you. You have prayed, and your prayers are being answered, but know this, December 1st, this is for you. And all they're telling me is he's European, he's got European flavor.
Okay.
Good guy, looks like he could be French. Susan?
Okay.
Yeah, like he could be French. But anyway, they're not showing me how you're going to meet him December 1st, but on December 1st, which is, when is that? Monday after next?
Mm-hmm.
That you're going to meet this man. But remember, he's European, and I'm picking up French. French background. He may not be 100% French, but maybe his mom is French, and his father is English. British or something? Okay, so that kind of gives you an idea. He's coming. Look forward to him. That's your prayer being answered. This other guy, no.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Susan, and congratulations. You're going to have a good holiday, girlfriend. Enjoy
yourself.
You.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, too. Thank you for calling. Okay, next call.
Area code 860.
860, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Spatial.
Hi, Spatial. How are you?
Fine. How about yourself?
Oh, fine. I haven't talked to you in a long time. What's going on, dude?
Well,
you sound down and depressed. What is going on?
Well, I haven't really, you know, I haven't really heard from my ex or anything, but I am kind of talking to somebody new.
I knew it. I was just going to say that it's love related. Yep. Let me check on your ex. Okay, he's seeing somebody right now. I'm getting that real clear. He's either mixed, black and white, or he's white. But he's seeing somebody right now. And, wow, your ex. And don't say anything, Spatial. He's going to get played for a fool. Just keep your mouth quiet. Don't say nothing. Things happen for a reason because we all have to learn lessons.
Yeah.
Okay? And it doesn't really have anything to you. Have anything to do with you, so I don't want you to feel like, he needs to get that. He needs to get his comeuppance. No, don't feel that way. The universe wants him to learn a lesson. So he's with somebody else, and he's going to learn a hard lesson. So it's like, okay, now you know how that feels or understanding or communication. Now you know that you have to change. So you know what I'm saying? It's not on you. It's the universe is showing him that. Now, what's coming up for you as a Latino? I'm seeing Spanish. Good-looking guy. He's about 37, 38 years old. Marquez. Ooh, beautiful name. God, how would you put Marquez? That's what I got, Marquez. Good-looking guy. You're going to meet him at a Starbucks. Oh, you devil in disguise. You're going to meet him at a Starbucks. Nice guy. Very nice. He's kind of quiet. You know what I mean? Like he's not really just out there outgoing and stuff. He's a little quiet, but nice guy. What you need to do is when you get your cup of coffee, pass him your number. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Don't act shy. Why are you going to act shy with me now? don't act shy. I'm telling you, you want to know about your love life. This is a guy that's coming up you're going to meet. And you're going to meet him right after Thanksgiving, looks like. It looks like you're going there for a pumpkin coffee or something like that. It's a holiday spirit coffee that you order. And he waits on you. But anyway, you do write your phone number down and slip it to him to, you know, call you sometime. Okay?
Okay.
Latino, the name is Marquez. He's 37, 38, 6 feet tall. Nice looking fella. And he's a nice guy. Quiet, but he's very nice.
Okay.
Okay, Marquez. You're going to call me and let me know. I ain't worried about it. You're welcome.
All right.
Okay, thank you for calling again. You have a wonderful week. And keep thinking positive. Good things are happening for you. Don't worry about being down or out around the holidays. You're getting ready to meet somebody new that you can enjoy the holidays with and make you happy, okay?
All right,
thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay, next call.
Area code 609.
609, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Susan.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing terrific.
This is my first time calling. Do you see things in general, life in general, improving for Rick and I? We live together.
Okay, that's enough. Stop right there.
Okay.
Yeah, let me tell you what's going on. Okay. Because he's not through with his past. That's why. God, that's almost like a big boulder between the two of you. Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you two match on the spirit level. You even match in your communications. You have your differences, but you do match in communication. I'm saying that because the two of you can compromise. Even if you understand things a little bit different on each side, you can come to a compromise, and that's good. And physically, you're okay. But there's this big boulder, big huge rock that stands between you. You're on one side and Rick is on the other. So it's like it's on him to move that boulder. It's not you. God, I can see you guys working out. I do. I see. You know what I see? There's an umbrella over the two of you walking in the rain. That tells me that you're covered, that you two love each other enough that you would cover each other. So that tells me I know you would be together. Like I said, he needs to clean up something in his past, and you also need to let something go in your past as well. What will be, will be. Some people are just not going to change, Susan. You know what I'm saying? No matter how understanding or how kind, and don't let people take your kindness for weakness, but no matter how good of a person you can be, some people are just going to be assholes, period. They just ain't going to change, or they're not going to listen. So for you, out of your past, it's like, hey, cut the cords, done, it's over with. You know,
well,
there's nothing more
family?
I can do.
What if it's family, though?
Well, so be it. Say, everybody, just because they're blood don't mean that you're family. Am I right? Sometimes extended people are more your family than people that are your own blood. So,
yeah.
Okay. And who would hurt you most? Your own. Am I correct? So your brother needs to back up. But anyway.
My brother? I do have a brother, actually.
Okay. Well, that person needs to back up. But anyway, you and Rick will be fine. Just he needs something in his past. He needs to get that out the way. And you two will be, you'll be fine. You know, you two could be married and live together forever and a day, but it's just got to clean up that, and it's not garbage, it's worse than baggage because it's like a big boulder, so that to me is like just almost like when men say being funny, oh, the old ball and chain. Well, that's how I feel for him. It's like he's dragging this heavy boulder around that he needs to cut it loose, let it go.
Okay.
And remember this, Susan, and you can tell Rick this, a peace of mind means more than anything, even more than money, okay? To be able to lay your head down at night and be peaceful and wake up with that same peace in the morning, sometimes money is just not going to get that for you. And getting even just ain't going to get that for you either. Okay?
Okay.
All right. You know what you need to do, and then you two will be together. So, you know, it's destined.
There's a health issue, too, but, you know, as long as, knock on wood, I'm here.
Yeah. Well, if you want a more in-depth reading, you know, you can always go to my website, Susan, theessenceofsuccess.com, and click on intuitive reading, and I can go deeper into it for you. But for right now, two things, clear the boulder, and the two of you will be together.
Okay.
That is destiny. That is to happen. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Susan, and have a wonderful holiday. All right.
You too.
Next call?
Area code 630.
Hi.
630. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
This is Mia, and I'm calling.
Hi, Mia. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Linus?
Terrific.
Thank you for taking my call.
Well, you're most welcome, young lady.
I want to ask I'm going through a process within my relationship, and this healing process, is it getting any easier? He just disclosed to me that he has kids with another woman, and then he kind of just didn't mention it because he wasn't happy and then he just stopped talking about it, and then he just left him in the back burner. And now that he's met me, he's just came out.
Okay. Well, let me tell you this, Mia. Mm-hmm. Anything that starts in drama will end in drama.
Okay.
Okay. The relationship didn't even start out on the right foot because he was not honest with you. Okay. Always in any relationship, I don't care if it's male or female, integrity means a lot. And that means be mm-hmm. honest, because you have no reason to lie. You're just meeting each
right.
other and you're just starting out. But if mm-hmm. you start out lying and being dishonest of who you are as a person, then the end of the relationship, because it's sure not going to get any better, is going to end in drama as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to talk it out with him, and he says there's no more, there's nothing else that's in hiding. It was just this part of his life that he didn't mention it.
Okay. Let me give you another example.
Mm-hmm.
If you were married and your husband screwed up on you, he got with another woman because he's no longer happy with you, so now he's screwing this other woman. What's to say he's not going to screw up on the other woman if he screwed
mm-hmm.
up on his wife? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because if he was straight up, he would be divorced from his wife. He would get with another woman, free, clear, no problems, no drama. I have kids, whatever this in my life. So what makes you think because he did this to his wife that he's going to be truthful with you? He's already lied to you.
They weren't married.
But he lied about having children. What man that loves his kids lie about it?
Yeah.
Okay, think about it. Would you want, if you had children, would you want their father to lie that they don't, that these kids are not his?
Oh, no.
Well, okay, you're with me now. Stay with me
mm-hmm.
now. He's talking to you to establish a relationship, but yet he left out one of the most vital things to a male and to a woman and a man or a mother and a father is your kids. You can never forget your children. How do you forget
mm-hmm.
mentioning your children? I can understand if the relationship just starts, you're feeling out. Well, no, you don't want to say like, oh, hi, I'm Mia. Hi, I'm Anthony. How are you doing? You know, you just meet. Hey, I got three kids. I don't have any kids. No, you're not going to do that. But if you've had like three dates, I would think by the third date that this would come up. Well, I need to express this to you that I do have children, okay, but to never have said that. I'm trying to protect you from what I can
mm-hmm.
see, okay,
mm-hmm.
without coming in and telling you he's full of shit. So I'll just go ahead and say that. He's full of shit. And I know you're trying to talk it through, but what I want you to do, Mia, is forgive yourself and love yourself because you're much better than him. Believe that. You're a
mm-hmm.
much better person than him. You're a good woman. There's men out there looking for a woman like you. You're intelligent. You're good looking. You got a beautiful spiritual heart about yourself. There's somebody that'll come correct to you and love you the way you want to be loved, totally and unconditionally, which is spiritually, mentally, and physically. Okay? It ain't just about the booty, but the spiritual and the mental aspect is very important too. So I'm going to tell you like I tell a lot of women, you're a queen. Act like it. Don't accept less. You are a queen, and you deserve the very best that life holds. And, yeah, there's going to be little frogs and toads here and there. We know that. They're sprinkled around in our lives as we go through because life is an experience, and it's a teacher. So, but once we've learned that lesson, we're bound not to repeat it if we got good sense. Sometimes we have to learn the lesson two or three times, but hopefully once is enough. So I'm just telling you, you can continue on in this relationship, but it's not for you. There's something better coming for you, believe me, something much better. There's a single man you're going to meet in December that is kind of opposites attract. He's never been married. He doesn't have any children. And he's looking for a woman like you. And you'll meet him at a social gathering. I'm letting you know that right now. It'll be in December, a social gathering. So you'll click. Let me tell you how you'll know this man. And I know I got to go on to the next call. You two will click. It'll be just like, hi, my name is Mia. I'm Jaquan. Well, hi, Jaquan. And you just start talking, and for some ungodly reason, it's like you two are deja vu. You've known each other for years, but actually, you've only known each other for a moment. But it just feels like a lifetime. That's the guy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mia. Yeah. Thank you for calling. And
thank
I wish
you
the very best. All right. God bless you, girl.
You too.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night. Okay, next caller.
Area 484.
Area code 484. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Tonetta calling you back.
Hi, Tonetta. How are you, young lady?
I am doing good. Your prediction of Danny coming back was correct.
Hey.
He's back in the picture. Now, tonight's question is, okay, do you see Danny coming to live with me, stay with me, or what have you in this month of November?
Okay, hold on. Oh, yeah, he scoots in right before Thanksgiving.
All right,
Tuesday,
give me the details,
Wednesday.
Girl, give me the details. Now, what's going on? Is he staying here, moving in? Is there a predicament at the house? What's happening?
He's moving in.
All right, now, he's not
so
just
Netta,
coming here.
Moving in.
Listen, Lennis, come on now. Quit playing.
When he comes,
come on.
That's what I'm telling you. Let me tell you what
Lennis,
the angels are showing me.
Come on now. Listen, are you sure that he's just not coming over, hanging out for a night or two?
No. Listen, he's coming with a bad girlfriend.
He's coming with a bad.
He ain't just coming by himself.
I'm going to call you, girl.
He ain't just coming by himself. He's bringing a bag, and it's either Tuesday. They're showing me Tuesday, but he's coming to stay.
When is this all going down?
Tuesday of the week before Thanksgiving, next Tuesday, the 25th.
Today's Sunday. Today's Sunday. Tomorrow's Monday, and then there's Tuesday.
Next week.
Okay.
He's coming right before Thanksgiving.
Okay,
they're showing me Tuesday the 25th. That's what
now
I'm saying,
listen,
right before Thanksgiving.
You know what? This is really scary because I had another psychic that I actually paid big money tell me that he's coming right before Thanksgiving because there's going to be a massive leak at his stepdad's house. Like the whole ceiling is coming down. Now, is that what he's doing or what's happening?
No, I see him coming because he wants to be with you. But, yeah, the other psychic and I are on the same page.
No,
I don't know about a leak at the house.
Yeah, they said that he's
coming.
They said that he's going to send a message within 10 days, a text message that, look, I got to come stay there. I can't put up with this no more over here.
Yeah, he is. He is. They're right.
Okay,
we're on the same page. They're right.
So, we got to prepare for this.
Yeah, no, you're fine. You're fine. He's
so
coming with his clothes on Tuesday, and they're right. It is right before Thanksgiving. Same thing I saw, so that's validation for me.
So what do I do to just stay calm?
Tonetta, just be yourself, girlfriend. Stop it. Just be yourself and be as loving and endearing as you can be.
Yeah,
and your jovial self. Just
be
Tonetta.
He went from 0 to about 10 and to 100.
Yeah, I expected that. That's okay.
Okay.
He loves you
and
you love him. You two just enjoy each other.
We should
stay
calm.
It's a big Thanksgiving dinner and enjoy one another. Have some good sex. Jeez. Girl, you're going to be fine. You're more blessed than most of us during the holidays, so God bless you. God bless you. You and Danny enjoy. Yeah,
so
eat till you can't eat anymore, make love till you get tired. Just enjoy one another.
You're a mess. So you're positive he's coming that Tuesday.
Yep, 25th.
All right, I got to mark this down. lettuce. Yep. I got a Martin.
Okay, and make sure that you fix a nice big Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay.
You two are going to enjoy. Yes, ma'am. So be preparing for that. Yep,
I
yep,
am.
Yep, yep.
And then I'm going to call you back. I'm going to let you know that he's here.
Okay. Okay.
All right, Lennon.
Well, thank
you
for calling, Tanetta, and I wish you the happiest holiday, which I know you're going to enjoy. And God bless you and Danny both.
Thank you.
Both of you. God bless you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Next caller.
Area code 971.
971, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this? 971, you're on the line. Hello, hello, hello. Well, that's okay. If you just want to listen, that's fine. I still love you. Okay, next call. Next area code.
760.
760, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. It's Gigi. How are you?
Hi, Gigi. How are you doing?
Okay.
Oh, there was a delay in that. Okay. All
yeah.
right. Who's been messing with you?
Nobody's been messing. No, but, well, aside from some family stuff, but no. I'm wrapping up my almost 3-year relationship, and what's most important to me right now, Lennis, to be honest, is how am I going to come to my prosperity? Because therein lies the choices, the freedom to make the choices that I want to make.
Okay. First thing I'm going to tell you, go to my website. Don't go now, but just write it down, theessenceofsuccess.com.
Mm-hmm.
Click on prayers.
Okay.
I want you to first do, number one, do the cleansing prayers at the bottom of the prayer list, prayer page.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then right above it, there is a financial prayer. The
okay.
first prayer on this prayer page is financial. So I want you to do the cleansing prayer first, get rid of all the negativity from around you, and
yeah.
then do the two financial prayers. Now, the two financial prayers, I suggest that you do them for at least 7 days.
Okay.
Okay. Now for right now, I do want to tell you this. There is a female in the background because she came right up. She's very jealous and envious of you. And I don't understand why, because anything that you've done, she could have done it too. But instead,
mm-hmm.
it's like she blames everybody else for her negativity in her life when
mm-hmm.
it's all when it's on her. Because instead of being jealous or envious of whether it's you or a cousin or another sister, whoever, she needs to just own up to her own. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Like, this is what I need to do. Don't throw
mm-hmm.
salt over on Gigi when I need to change within myself to be better. But anyway, okay, I just need to tell you that because they were showing me that at the beginning. Okay, now back to prosperity. So you got the prayers and you know about that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There is a promotion, January. January 15th, promotion's coming for you. Are you applying for a new job?
No, I work for myself.
Okay, well, you're going to come into the promotion then. If you work for yourself, as business is going to get better then. If you are not working for a company within your company, business will get better from January 15th on.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, it's like after Christmas stuff or whatever, but it's like it's a bonus for you. It's almost like the delay worked in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that, but it works in your favor because all of a sudden I see you getting $3,000, $5,000. They're showing me $3,000, $5,000, $10,000. Now it stops. Okay. So they showed me those three amounts and it stopped at $10,000. And this all begins from January 15th on. For right now, don't expect anything huge around Christmas. Thanksgiving is going to be nice, but I see you the month of December, you are kind of pinching pennies, and this is good. This is good because it looks like this year for Christmas, it's about solitude. Huh. It's like you're not really worrying about going out doing all this shopping. It's almost a blessing, actually, for you. I mean, you're going to do some shopping. You're going to buy for a few. I see like three people that you're going to really shop for. But it's like a blessing. I don't know. Maybe you understand that better than I among your family and friends. But, yeah, it's kind of a blessing. Now, New Year's, I see you popping off. You're like a bottle of champagne that they pop the cork. You are having such a good time. It's almost like you're free. That's what I'm picking up. It's like I'm free. But it's like when you pop that champagne, it's like whoosh. It's just, man, you can't even explain. And it's just like I'm free. I can do what I want to do. I'm not bogged down by bullshit anymore. So I don't know. But whatever, on January 1st, honey, you just burst out. It's just like sunshine. You like the sun rising up out of the east and setting in the west. You just, whoa. So, yeah, so whatever that transpires January 1st, I don't know if you're going to a party, you're going to celebrate at home with a couple of friends, but come after midnight, you're just going to pop like a bottle. You'll know it. Whatever it is, you'll know it, but you're free. And that's what you'll be celebrating. Let me see, what else financially? Yeah, that's about it. Just December will be solitude. And you're going to hold on. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Will I need to do anything for that promotion or increase in business? Or is that an opportunity coming to me? Or
yes. Oh, I'm sorry. They showed me the promotion and the three amounts of money. Yeah, it's coming to you. So I would say from January 1st to the 15th, anything that comes up, act upon it. Those are opportunities. Even if it looks like it could be something quirky, act upon it. Okay?
Is there a man in this that I'm involved with business-wise at the moment that plays a part at all in any of this?
All I see is you.
Okay.
I didn't pick up a male entity at all. All I saw was you.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway.
Sorry.
There you go,
thank you.
Gigi.
Thank
I'm
you.
So glad you called. Yep. Your time is coming, babe. January 1st on 2015 is your year, Gigi.
Oh,
so look
wonderful.
Forward to next year. Two more months, girlfriend, and you'll be out of this financial distress. Not depression, but just distress.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Gigi.
Thank
love you, girl.
Thank you. Take care. I love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, next call. Area code?
Area 352.
352, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. How you doing?
Doing good.
All right.
I just wanted to know if you see anything coming up for me. Just anything. I don't have anything to really,
point out, just what I see.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll look. First thing they showed me right away, did you go to church this morning?
I didn't, but I did call Pastor Darrell to tell him that I wasn't going to make it today.
Okay, don't worry about it. They prayed for you. There's a healing coming. I don't want you to cry, but there's a healing coming. They prayed for you. Okay, now, let's see what's coming up. Some concerns in business on your job. Okay. There's a black lady and there's a white lady, competitive. What does that have to do with you?
I don't know because
you're
not
observant.
Working.
I'm sorry?
I'm not working. I'm disabled.
Be.
Okay, well, good. When will I be able?
It's You know what? I see a lot of people, and I'm glad that you said disabled, because I was going to tell you that I see people in different aspects, like wheelchairs or walkers, but it's like it's not a, a nursing home. It's like a community center. It's like something where people come to celebrate, but they also have workers there to help people, because there's people that are mobile that just, you know, go around whatever. So I would say a senior center. Okay, I'm picking up a senior center. Yeah, in fact, you could start there next month. So whatever senior center that's within 5 miles of your house, they would hire you. It's minimum wage, but it's a little extra money in your pocket. Okay, I'll put it like that. It might be 5 hours a day, so stay up with me because it's coming fast. 5 hours a day, and you'll be working on the communication as well as the entertainment aspect of this senior center stuff that you'll be doing. Okay, what else? You're clairvoyant. Why don't you adhere to that? When the angels are talking to you and you get a feeling about something, you don't know where that came from, that's the angels talking to you, or you're intuitive. We can call it different things, but it's the angels talking to you. So it's like, okay, you're getting in the car, you're getting ready to go to the store, and all of a sudden it's like, you stop before you pull out the driveway. So, well, I guess I don't have to go right now. I can wait till tomorrow to go pick it up. But you were strong on going. That's the angels telling you don't go right now. Whatever it is, you don't need to be in that car right now leaving. So that's why I'm saying you're clairvoyant, that you're blessed that certain times you can feel things before they happen. Just go along with that. Don't go against it. They're telling you. It could be good. It could be that, you know, you're happy about something. Maybe you're going to a choir rehearsal, and for whatever reason, you just tickled. You're going to church just as tickled, and you don't know why. Because once you get to choir rehearsal, somebody's going to say something so funny that the angel's already letting you know you're going to darn near take out the choir. You're going to be laughing so hard. You know, so that's good. I mean, it's all good. But that's what I'm saying. It's not necessarily bad, because angels tell you the good stuff. They protect you, and then they also warn you for the bad stuff. Now, we all have a psychic. We all have psychic abilities. Some of us are more powerful than others, or more developed. I'll put it like that. For you, your clairvoyance, you're already developed. So when you pray and you ask for things, trust me, it's already there. In fact, when you pray, you should say, I'm grateful. Don't ask. You said, God, I'm grateful for this extra money that I received. Even though it's not in your hand, cash right now, you just tell God, don't pray to want or need. Pray that you're grateful you already have it, because that's how blessed you are, Andrea.
Okay.
You are. You are. If you reach out and say, ooh, God, my car, I'm having problems with my car, God, right now. I don't have the money. I'm just so grateful, God, that I done got my car fixed. Next thing you know, you done got a phone call. Somebody talking about, well, heard you have problems with your car. Is there something I can help you with? You'll be like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Because you prayed that you were grateful, it's already done. You're not praying for it to happen. It's already happened. You're just waiting on God to let you know when.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. So that's what's coming up for you. You're going to be fine. And money or whatever else, you know, thank him for the job that you'll be working next month. And thank him for your financial situation will have changed for the better.
Okay.
You don't know how, because it's in God's hand. But just tell him, thank you for the extra money, God. Wherever that it comes from, you don't know. Somebody could come up to you, girl, and tell you, look, here's $100. I borrowed this 5 years ago. I didn't have no intentions of paying you back, but, girl, I came into some money. Here's this $100 back. You like, oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Okay, but you deserve that. You have intuitive insight. You're clairvoyant. So pray for gratefulness. Don't pray for a need or help, because we have no wants or needs. Anything we want on this earth, God has provided for us. So, you know, just tell them that you're grateful. It's already happened. Okay?
Do you do you see any like kids coming in? Like,
I'm sorry?
Like kids coming in, like my life. I have three already, but I'm just saying like
one call, one please caller.
Yep, one question per caller, Angela. Oh. If you want further information, you'll have to go to theessenceofsuccess.com, my website, and click on Intuitive Readings, and I'll be more than glad to go more in depth with you. Also, let me tell everybody, because I realize it's a quarter of the hour, you're listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator, Miss Nina, is in there to assist. So call in, and thank you for calling in on the phone and also the folks in the chat room and the listening audience. Okay. And like I said, if you need further, I do intuitive readings, y'all, every Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. So you can reach me. You can reach Linus. You don't have no excuse. If you need to know more, go to that website, and I'm there for you. Okay, next caller.
Area 301.
Area code 301. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Linus. My name is Diamond, and I'm calling to see what's coming up in the area of love life or anything else you see.
Okay. One question. I'll do your love life.
You.
Okay. There was some guy you were with. It's good you're not with him now. Domestic violence. Whoa. Nope, you don't need that in your life. Diamond, I'm getting a headache thinking about your love life.
Oh, wow.
Are you clear on what it is that you want? I shouldn't say that
you
want. Your desire in a man?
Yes, very clear.
Okay, let me ask you another thing. Are you desperate for a relationship, or are you just looking for companionship right now?
I would definitely say I'm not desperate because I have let a lot go because it's not what I'm looking for. But I would like companionship. I don't like being on this journey alone.
Okay. Thank you. My headache just went away. I think the angels needed to hear that from you. A wise man is coming. Let me write this down. Wise man. He's 50 to 52 years old. You may think that's a little bit old, but it's not for you. It's not. He's like a father image for you, but he doesn't want any more kids. I think his kids are grown. One child, I see. He has one child, a daughter that's grown. But this gentleman with you, you're in your 30s, right? You're in your 30s 40. Or 40s? Huh?
40s.
Yeah.
40s.
Yes. This is a guy for you. This is a guy for you. Delphin. I'm getting D-E-L. I have to write down to D-E-L-F-I-N. Delphin. That's an odd name.
Yeah.
I hope you're writing this down. Okay.
You're
showing me the name Delphin. 50, 51. He has salt and pepper hair, but it's more pepper than salt. Like he's just starting to gray a little bit, so it's more black. He's got the body of a 40-year-old. This man, to be the age he is, his body is tight. His body looks like he's 40 or 41, not that he's 50. So he's athletic, great communicator. Good job, works, owns a townhome. Loves sports. Well, that explains it, because the angels are showing me his body, so I can see that. He loves sports, so he's outdoors, which is okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. That's good. That's better than being a club hopper.
That's right.
And he goes to church. He's a deacon. In the church. All right now, brother. I know Delphin ain't a name I ain't heard before, but whatever. But yeah, he's a deacon in his church, and he's Baptist. He used to be Lutheran, but he changed and became a Baptist.
Okay.
My. Let me see, where are you going to meet this guy at? Come on, Angel, show me. Where is Delphin at? Delphin is at a job fair or a business fair. Or, they're giving me three things. Job fair, business fair, or either a networking, like people would congregate to network together.
Yes.
Okay, like if it was all IT business or all directors or all managers or salespeople.
I understand.
Okay, well, anyway, this is where you'll meet Delphin at, and he's got a booth. So it's a fair. It's some kind of business fair. I really don't want to say job fair. It's more like business and networking. But he has a booth there, and now I'm seeing mechanics, construction. There's a couple other guys there, too. Yeah, this guy, he's kind of big time in business. He's a brother. He was married to a white lady and divorced from her. Got divorced eons ago, almost like 20 years ago when he was in his early 30s, and he never remarried.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a business, Diamond. It's a business fair. I'll put it like this. It's either a business fair, a business meeting, or a business networking. But something like that where it comes together. It's not a job fair. It's business. But you'll meet this guy, Delphin. So remember what all the information I told you. But he's wise. It's like when you talk to him, he's a unique man. He's not like other men. In fact, like if you talk to him, he would look at you and say, you know, your eyes are very beautiful. And you're like, oh, okay. That's not what I was expecting. Well, that's what I mean, like his wisdom. Where other men would say, oh, you know, Diamond, she's really good looking and all that. Okay, you hear that all the time. But here's a man that's so unique, he says, I find your eyes very beautiful. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Look for that kind of wisdom and uniqueness about him. Okay? And there
it
you
sounds,
go, Diamond.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you, Lennis.
Okay, he's coming up between now and Christmas. So between now and Christmas, look for this guy at that function.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Hey, Lennis, we have Linda online now, too.
We have who, honey?
Yeah. Brenda's here with us now, too. So our next caller.
Oh, hi, Brenda. How you doing, girl?
Hey,
glad you joined us today. Okay.
Next
All right.
caller is code 708.
Okay, area code 708, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
This is Honey Bee. Hi, Linus and Brenda.
Hey, Honey Bee, how you doing, girl?
I've been okay.
It's my girl. Hey. What you up to today?
Well, I was in a relationship with this guy for a few months, and then I call him a deaf mute. He doesn't like to communicate at all unless you kind of bag him into a corner to defend himself. So that was a deal breaker to begin with. But he left for like a month and a half, almost 2 months, wouldn't respond to my text, wouldn't answer my calls. I went out for my birthday, got all dolled up, posted pictures online, and all of a sudden he's back.
Oh,
so
honey,
during,
no.
I know, right? So during his time away, what was he doing? Because I know he'll never answer if I ask him.
You don't even need to know. That ain't you.
I know, but I...
And you know why it's not you? Because when you went out on your birthday and had pride in yourself as a queen, you let everybody know what time it is. And
yeah,
what's the old saying? You don't miss your water till the well run dry. Hello, somebody.
Exactly.
Hello.
Exactly.
You don't even need to worry about that because you're a queen. And he ain't going to come correct no way. He got
no,
issues.
No, he's not.
He does.
But what's his issue?
He got issues. Huh?
What's his issue?
Well, one is communication, that's for sure, but
he
ain't even for real to himself.
No.
You know what I mean? That ain't you, Honey Bee. You are so beyond that, girlfriend, please. Why are you in the garbage when you should be sitting on the throne?
Because it's like I feel like I feel like I dropped my brass ring in the garbage, and I want to check it out before it tarnishes. What really happened? Why did he really just leave?
I get a real strong sense that he's afraid you're going to figure out that he ain't it.
Yep.
He can't have it, that he can't bring it, and then what's he going to do? It's a really common tactic for a lot of people when they can't figure out why you like them.
Because
they know
that.
They got junk. Huh?
I can see that. I'm taller than him. I'm nicer. I'm more social. But we were still an okay match. I was content with it.
But even he knows that that's not right for you.
Mm-mm.
Even he knows that.
So it wasn't another girl he ran off to?
No.
I don't. At all.
No, I'm not picking up another woman. I said he had issues. I didn't say another woman was in the picture. No, he has issues. Like Brenda said, you'd have found him out. He's not who he was. But I keep telling you, you're better than that. Brenda got to break it down for you.
It'll make someone really nervous. It's like putting a sane person in the midst of an insane asylum. All the people in the insane asylum are going to get more upset because you don't act right because you're not crazy. So it's really hard when a man is with someone and he thinks, why is she with me? Something's wrong. And then it's like when it gets close, you're pushing for him to communicate more, and so you're making him even more uncomfortable. And at some point, he knows. The less he's around you, he thinks the less you're going to be able to figure him out. But to disappear for like a month, and quite honestly, when you first started asking about it, I didn't see anything. I didn't see another woman. It was like him just sort of like, but then, you know, when he saw those pictures, it's like, she is going to pick someone else if I don't hurry up and, you know, pop back into the picture.
That's what he's been doing, popping back into the picture.
Well, I'm telling you.
Huh.
And I will say this, and this on a psychological point of view, if you were to marry this man, you'd have a whole lot of instances like that. It's not going to get better. He won't get better at communicating. He'll get worse because he's really insecure about who you are compared to who he is.
Wow. That is really insightful.
I'll bet you he does things like, you know, when you're trying to be really positive or something, or you like, isn't this fun, or da da da. He'll make some comment that sort of brings the whole mood sort of down. It's like, man, why would he do that? You know, we're having a good time. Or it just, he'll do that, or he'll nitpick about something that doesn't matter. And you won't, at first, you're going to be like, where did that come from? Like, he might say something like, why are you wearing that ring? That's kind of gaudy, or something. It would just be really weird little stuff. But he's trying to control what he can't control, and he's trying to get you to not focus on his shortcomings.
Wow. That's funny you said shortcomings, considering how short he is.
Wow. Okay, the woman who said before is done, and I was thinking, she asked about a man, and all that kept coming up in my mind was short man, a sort of lighter-skinned short man.
Yes, and he looks like he's like 14 months pregnant, and he told me to lose weight and hurt my feelings when he said that.
Oh, honey, that's you? Is his hairline back a little bit? Is it sort of...
It's back a lot of it.
Oh, gosh, so it's him. I was picking up you. Okay. Yeah, walk away.
Aww.
Okay, honeybee.
Honey,
don't be going, be glad. Yeah. Thank us. You're welcome.
It lasted. Thank you so much. This is perfect.
Now,
I'm going to frame my notes.
Now, put your applications out and start taking applications again. That's all you need to do.
I'm about to go do that now.
All right. Thank
you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful week.
You
Always
too.
Good to hear from you.
Cool.
Next caller.
Area code 6.
I'm sorry.
Hi.
I didn't even get it.
Hi, ladies.
Okay, who's this?
This is Sophia. My name is Sophia.
Oh, hi, Sophia. You're
hi.
On the line with Linus and Brenda.
I
How
have
you
enjoyed
doing?
You all. Oh, my God. Listening to the show tonight.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm the nut. I mean, I see things, but I kind of, well, I shouldn't say a nut. I shoot from the hip.
But
Brenda
girl,
is
I
a lot more logical
that.
And more.
I love that. People need to get yeah. thick skin. Tell it to me from the hip. Don't tell it to me. You know,
yeah,
oh
I
my
shoot
God,
from the hip.
I have
don't...
been, my daughter is coming in my room like, what are you listening to?
Yeah, I shoot from the hip. Brenda's a little bit more pleasant than me. And then if you don't get it, I try to say things sometime without saying other things because I don't want to hurt people's feelings. But, you know, I will go there. When they don't get it, I just say,
you
know what,
yeah.
this is what
like,
it is.
The yep. young lady earlier, and I don't know if she's still listening, but I will piggyback. You were telling her she is so much worth more. That is so true.
Yep.
That is so yep. true. Mm-hmm. And I thought when she was talking to you about the hidden child, I thought, my God, here I am. I dumped my guy a couple of weeks ago for something far less. So, you know, you are exactly right. She is so
mm-hmm.
much worth more. She is.
Amen.
So
Amen.
My call tonight, I was going to start with finances, but y'all are so good relationship-wise, I done changed my mind. relationship-wise, love-wise,
okay.
Just give me what you get. Like I said, and I shouldn't say dumped, because he's not a bad guy, but it was quite unbalanced. So I decided to cut things off a couple of weeks ago. Either it'll resurge, but it'll have to be better, or either, you know, he can just take that opportunity and pursue other venues as well as I. So
where did you meet that guy? Where did you meet that guy?
I met him at a mutual friend mother's home.
Don't do that again. The first thing I heard when you started talking was stop trying to meet people where you just met that person.
Oh.
If
where
your
I just
friends
met.
And family are matching you up, stop doing
no,
it.
No, it wasn't that. And normally I hardly go anywhere. This was over almost 2 years ago. I went to this particular okay. friend home for his mama's birthday, and she ended up passing like 3 weeks later. And he really wanted me to come, so I went.
That.
And I just end up meeting this person there. Like I said, I'm normally a homebody. And that was it. And it wasn't a match. He started inquiring, and that was it. Like I said, good guy. It just became very unbalanced. And I do know my worth. And I said, you know what, it's time to draw the line. Get your power back.
No, amen, because I got a headache on the side of my face right now while you were talking about him, so I know that was bad news.
Yeah, try not to meet somebody that way. It's not the best way for you to meet. I'm getting the impression that people don't know who you really are.
Mm-mm, they don't.
And that's a problem. When people in your life don't really know who you are, then they're not going to match you with somebody. And even though they didn't match you, I think that there are people in your life that will have people around kind of hoping that you will pick them up, you know, get involved. I don't know why I'm getting that, but just you'd be a lot better meeting someone at a social engagement.
Mm-hmm.
Like
or
if
on
they
my
have
own,
like,
period. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a singles cruise or
out in the world,
a singles
yeah.
night. because then you're able to be yourself without the trappings of your family and friends. And then people can see you for who you are and inquire, and you'll be much more effervescent. Does that make sense? You'll be sort of more effervescent for who you are. And
yeah.
even though you say you're a homebody,
you're
not a homebody in spirit.
Oh, no, sir. No, ma'am. Actually,
no,
the mutual friend had no idea we were dating for a while, you know, because I'm very private as well, you know, and it kind of makes things a little better, you know, just in case it don't work out. I didn't want him feeling some sort of way.
Listen, but you don't want somebody
about him. Yeah, do you guys see what you
listen,
finally see for
you
me?
Want somebody that is that you can walk anywhere with, go to functions with, and it's your person, and there's like the two of you. You don't want somebody that you want to keep sort of hidden.
True.
But you, and if you're doing that, there's a reason for that.
Okay, let me tell you what I picked up.
Go ahead.
In December or January, you're going to meet a guy that loves to smoke cigars.
Ugh.
He's a cigar smoker. he also goes to church. He's tall and slender, and you'll meet him at church. It's kind of a fluke. It's like a special program. I don't know if it's Thanksgiving or before Christmas, the kids or something, but it's a program at church. It's not a regular church service. And you see this guy there, but anyway, you reach out and speak to him. And that's how you two, looks like in his name might be Dan, D-A-N, but you reach out to him and you
Lynn
two start talking.
Is that, that's not her church, though, is it? Don't you?
I don't know what church. It just said church.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, they didn't show me any particular church. Sometimes I get
at
it.
At a church.
But it's just at a church. It's a program. So evidently she attends it. So, yeah, they didn't give me a particular church, but it's a program. Looks like it might be something for kids, like, I don't know, Christmas stuff, something like that, you know, Christmas programs that they have. And she's invited. Sophia goes and she meets this guy there. Like I said, he's tall and slender, and his name might be Dan, but you two click. But also, like I said, he likes to smoke cigars, you know, like Big Fat Boss type of thing. He's not, but, you know, that kind of equation. But, yeah, but he's a nice guy. He's really a nice guy. You two
more
will
my
click.
Caliber. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's on your caliber. You two will click. Yes, ma'am. But you meet him, like I said, it's at a function at a church, and that's it. It's a church function. But you're invited to, and you go. But you, like I said, he's tall and slender, so look for anybody at the function that's tall and slender and by themselves. There's no woman tagging along unless it's like his niece. Now I'm seeing
a
niece with a daughter.
And I have great intuition as well. I'm gifted as well. So I thank you guys. I will keep my eyes open.
He's very, very self-assured. Very confident man.
Oh, Lord, I need that because the last one worked me, like I said, quite unbalanced, insecurities, and not he's a good guy. But at this stage in life I'm at, honey, I've molded too many already. I don't want to have to mold. Please let somebody already be, like you just said, that is exactly
what
I'm
holding.
You say,
you ain't holding class no more. You better come correct.
Exactly.
You ain't holding class.
Nor am I a counselor, nor am I...
No, he isn't, no, it's Mike. He sees you, he enjoys your personality, and you almost coo and you're sort of giddy. You're almost like a little girl because he's take charge, but not in a bad way. He's very self-assured.
Oh, Lord, and the take charge, oh, God, that's exactly what I've been putting out there. Bring me that. No more work for me, just like Lennon said. No more school.
Enjoy.
I'm too old for that now, Thank you, ladies.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you for calling, Sophia, and have a wonderful holiday.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, next call.
Area code 502.
502, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda on Psychic Reading Sundays. Who's this?
Hi. This is Carol. Hi, Linus and Brenda.
Hi, Carol. Hi. How you doing?
Well, first time I've called in, and I love your whole show so far, and I love your prayers.
Well, thank you. Only way I know how to start a psychic show is to give, you know, to pray and give blessings to above, whether it's God, Muhammad, the highest good, creator, whatever, but I want to be thankful, and I want to bless the people on the air and the chat room, listening audience, on the phone. So no better way to do it but to start with a prayer.
That's wonderful. I was wondering, do you see any moving for me within a year from now or next fall?
You mean like moving to another state, Carol?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Another state.
Ooh, 90 days. Wow, that came fast. I don't know about Brenda. I got 90 days.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, I just got 90 days of rapid movement.
Oh, uh-oh.
Wait a minute. Let me see what is that about.
I don't know. Something about her job or her position or work, something to do with her work is...
That must be what it is, because it's fast.
Well, I don't work. I'm retired.
Yeah,
I
but
mean,
you
I
do...
could eventually maybe pick up something.
But you do something. There's something you do on a regular basis. Like my mom's retired, but she's working all the time. She's always doing something.
Yeah.
It's
well,
almost
was,
like, you know, you replace your job with something else.
Well, I was a caretaker for 8 years. 8 years, that's... But I'm at home, you know, I'm not getting out and going to work every day.
That might
maybe
change.
You're getting ready to start something.
Yeah, that's going to change.
The first thing that came up for me, for you.
Before
you asked, I thought you were going to go straight into a question about work or some kind of position.
Uh-huh. Well, it's really a life transition I'm going through, and I didn't know what you might pick up.
Well, let me
you're
say
ready
what I picked
to...
up. Well, go ahead, Brenda,
yes,
and then I'll tell her what I picked up.
Okay, well, because I just feel like you're just ready for a, well, first of all, you're ready for a change, but I thought it was ready for a change for work, or maybe it's just your surroundings, but for some reason, work is what came up for me.
Huh.
Maybe you're, I'm just getting, I guess something about work, like something, maybe a position's getting ready to be offered to you, or some kind of work that is actually more what you'd like to be doing. It's something that would want to take you out of stone-cold retirement. And I don't mean something like a regular, you know, 9-to-5 job, but there's something about work that's affecting you.
Well, there is something I've just learned about, and I'm reading about it, and you can, it's energy work. It's more in the alternative health field, and it's considered energy work, and I came across a book called Emotion Code, and by a Dr. Bradley Nelson, and it's fascinated me. So I've been reading about it. I mean, you can do this as your own business from home.
Yeah, but you don't want to do it where you're at.
You can. I don't
know. No, I mean, it's just, there's some, look, there's a change. I think Lennis is right. There's a change. You're getting ready to come into a change. But I think what's driving it has more to do with a vocational type thing.
Uh-huh.
So that would make sense.
Okay, can I tell you what I see?
Yeah, let's
see
what Lennis
says. Okay, I see in 90 days there's going to be a rapid change, very fast. And it's because there's a female that needs you. It's a force move, but it's good. But it's almost like the universe is making you move, whether you want to or not. That's why I say it's in 90 days, but it's fast. You don't have time to do a lot of thinking about this, but it's a female that needs you. So wherever that you're moving to, what am I picking up now? Florida. Florida just came up in front of me. Interesting.
I have a sister and a cousin that live there, but... I don't want to go to Florida.
Oh, you have a sister. Well, what I got was that this female needs you. It's a force move, but it's a good move, but it's rapid. It's like when this comes about 90 days and 3 months' time, when you hear about this, you're not going to have time to do a lot of thinking about it. You got to go now.
Well, can you, when you said Florida, see, I have a problem with Florida. I moved to Florida years ago, and I became very ill where I honestly almost died. I was so ill with environmental illness, like a sick building syndrome. And I do anything not to go back to Florida, honestly.
Well, maybe it's more like a Florida-type climate,
oh.
But not necessarily Florida.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Sometimes this stuff sounds sort of off, but interesting what starts to reveal itself as you go along. And then you think,
well, the hard thing is my husband's paralyzed with MS, and so that's where my transition of life has come about. I'm on my own now. I had to put him in a nursing home.
Right.
So he doesn't want me to go anywhere.
Of course. But you know that it's almost time for you to transition. You already know that.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You're getting ready to switch over. So, you know, keep looking at those things. Like when you're saying working from home that actually you believe fits you, that sounds like it could work in that direction. And also with what Lena's saying. Yeah.
When you said transition, do you mean new way of life?
Yeah, your life is going to change.
It's going
to be different. And
okay.
I believe that your vocational type stuff is have a lot to do with it. If you're going to take care of someone, it's going to be maybe not quite the way you're used to. Whatever it is, even if it's like an emergency situation and it drives you moving, it's going to be one that's going to lead to the big changes.
I see. Because you wonder, you know, at 70 years old, you don't know you could have another 30 years to live. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh, honey. You're just a young on 70?
Yeah, I am.
You're just young.
Yeah, you're young.
70 is nothing like it was 50, 60 years ago.
Yeah.
70 is like when people start to, you know, bloom.
Well, I'm mentally a child, actually, but no, I'm just going through this whole change. It's new for me, but thank you for what you spoke about.
Oh yeah,
well, you're most welcome.
Yeah, good. You're fine. You have it.
Okay.
You enjoy your life. You know, wait and see what happens, and just be ready for the changes.
I went to your website, and so I'll be contacting you, okay?
Okay, please do. Thank you so much for calling, and Carol, we wish you the very best.
You have a good holiday.
And you too, ma'am. You too.
Okay.
All
bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Next caller?
Okay, Lennis, our next caller is a blocked call, but I have checked it out, and I would just like to remind all the listeners, please don't block your number when you come on this site. We don't usually accept block callers, but we will this time.
Okay.
Hi, Lena.
All right, caller, you're on the air.
Okay,
hi.
Who's this?
Yvette.
Hi, Yvette, how are you? You're on the line with Lennis and Brenda.
Hi, Lennis. Hi, Brenda.
Hi,
so I guess my question, because we don't have a lot of time, is a love question, just a general.
General love question, okay. What's coming up for Yvette and Louv? Ooh, Yvette, why do I see you walking down this highway? There's no cars, there's no people. It's not dark, it's light, but you're just walking by yourself. I got to figure out why are they showing me that. Are you on a journey or a path of confusion, huh? Go ahead, Brenda. I'm sorry.
I see a man with sideburns, dark hair and sideburns.
Okay.
There's an actor who sort of like is reminding me of this person's looks. Jason Lee.
Jason Lee, I think.
He was in something Earl, something about Earl, and
okay.
I can't remember the name of that show, but yeah, his name is Jason Lee, but this man has sort of sideburns, he has dark hair, he's very slender.
It's funny because there's a guy that I don't know him really, but it's he goes to my gym, and he's kind of an actor-ish kind of a guy.
Huh?
And there's always been this little thing between us, but there's that etheric kind of connection, but it's like we know we want to look at each other, but we don't. And then it's like we almost get close, like, to make contact, but we don't. And I've had a lot of synchronistic things with him. And the guy he's a brunette, he's tall, he's, I don't know if he has sideburns, but.
He doesn't I don't know, for some reason that stood out, the sideburns and the dark hair.
Okay.
I mean, that could be him, who you're talking about.
Right.
But he's not a real, real talkative guy.
He's not?
I'm not getting I'm not really hearing anything from him. I'm not seeing him. It's just.
Right. Well, it seems like a mystery. There's this mystery between us, you know?
Uh-huh.
So you're packing the quietness is accurate. I mean, there's a mystery.
Huh. Well, I take a look at his hair. Maybe he shaved his sideburns. I don't know. It's not like something from the 70s sideburns.
Or Elvis, yeah.
No, it's not that.
Okay.
It's just I just can see them, like, you
okay,
know,
a little bit, right.
Yeah, it's not like, it's just I noticed them, and I noticed the dark hair, and then he's very slender.
Okay, what I picked up was still, I saw her walking down this open road, just walking down the highway, and I also had an ache between my legs. So I don't understand that. And when you were talking about the guy in your gym, don't laugh, y'all. I got serial killer.
Oh.
Well, you know it's funny. Cause
I'm telling you what they showed me. I'm writing this down as you're talking
to
Brenda.
I mean,
and I'm laughing because I got LOL. I wrote it down, serial killer, LOL. So I don't know why. Maybe he reminds you of one. I don't know.
Well, it's so funny. It's kind of, for all intents and purposes, I saw something on TV yesterday, and it was a girl that went on a date, and then, you know, they might have thought he was a serial killer, but then it turned out to be someone else. So, I mean, you know, it's random.
Oh,
I mean,
they thought he was a serial killer, but he turned out to be someone else?
It turned out to be someone else, and I was watching this on TV, because, you know, you think about it, people are dating now, it's like, if someone said, if I, you know, here's my information before I leave, if I go out, you know. We tell a friend I'm going on a date with someone. Here's where I'm going.
Oh yeah,
always,
I mean, be smart.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the first date you don't let him pick you up. You meet him
not.
At the restaurant.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just for all of you women that are listening out there, do not give a man all your, it's one thing to give him a phone number. Don't give him all your information. I don't care if you live in North Philadelphia, but you tell him, I live in downtown Philly. That's where you live, is downtown Philly. Because just like Yvette is saying, you don't know nowadays. So I'm just telling all you women that are listening out there, don't be quick to give out your information. I don't care if it's online dating or somebody that you meet in person. Be very careful and solicit of your being.
Okay, go ahead, Yvette. And always bring pepper spray.
Yep, that's right. Protect yourself as a woman.
Just protect yourself. Just be smart.
Yeah. No, I would certainly explore a conversation. Maybe for coffee at a Starbucks or something, but
right.
Or whatever, coffee shop, whatever you call it, but
yeah.
Yeah, I think you're picking up something, and the longer you guys kind of dance around it, the harder it's going to be to really talk to each other. So, I mean, it's no big deal. I mean, don't make it into any big thing. When you do talk to them, just like, you know, how are you doing? You know, you can just say hello, and then, you know, and that's it. You know, build up to it. Little things in your head. Like, I'll say hello this week, and then when he looks at me, I'll smile. Or when he goes by, it's like, how you doing today? And just, you know, stretch that out. So he gets up.
Yvette, thank you for calling. We're coming to the end of the show.
Have a good night, Dave.
And Yvette, we wish you the very best. Please forgive me for being so pronounced about what I saw. But I think Brenda has a better advantage when she said, it's a guy that, you know, got the sideburns.
Right.
And talk to your guy in the gym. Just please be careful. And you're on it already. You're on a good path. So.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show today, whether you called in or whether you were in the chat room. I want to thank Miss Nina, as always, working in the chat room. And I want to thank Brenda for joining us today on the last half of the show. I appreciate that. Now, Monday, be sure and tune in at 6 p.m. for Blues Mission or Blues in the Night with Walter Dubai from Quebec, Canada. And Wednesday, I will be back on the air with my computer. Yay! For 6 o'clock in the studio, and then Friday traffic jams at 5 p.m., and Saturday, Proud to Be Different Maxwell. He'll be back on the air Saturday at 3 p.m. Also on Monday night, tune in at 8 o'clock on, help me, Nina, Brenda, Monday night at 8 o'clock, Levitating Mindsets, at 7 o'clock, on Monday night. Be sure and tune in for that. And that's also on blogtalkradio.com/meditatingmindsets at 7 p.m. Monday night. So right after you listen to my show, go to their show. All right. Got it. Anything else? Otherwise, we are on our way out.
All right.
Good night, everybody. Bye. Have a great week.
Good night, everybody. Have a great week. And don't forget, Saturday the 22nd is the new moon, okay? All right. Thank you again, Miss Nina. Thank you, Brenda.
Thanks.
Welcome, bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.